proclamation number 4395 dated the August 5th, 1948. Different schools of thought. Christ's teaching. The absolute truth cannot be represented by any school of thought as long as it cannot show that the origin of its dogma is based on the word from above. Although not everything taught by each spiritual movement can be called an error. Their followers will always be sincere people if they abandon ecclesiastical organizations and turn to such a school of thought. And therefore they are repeatedly offered the opportunity to come closer to the truth, because once they have recognized it as such they will hold on to it and hence be more faithful members of spiritual groups than the followers of the church which is officially made out to be my institution, but who are for the most part mere supporters or formal believers, never desiring to delve deeper into eternal truth, into my teaching of love, which I describe as the core of the church founded by me. Only the word from above is pure truth, and this word was received and spread by Jesus on earth. Consequently, his is the only true teaching and will remain so for all eternity. Hence the person who preaches Christ's teaching is my representative on earth and will be able to inform every school of thought to what extent they have the truth and which opinions are misguided. However, during the last days the real advocates of my teaching need not concern themselves with other denominations or religious groups, because they will all be fought against by earthly authorities and will lose their supporters with certainty. 2. My servants shall merely gather the deserters and try to win them over for me and my kingdom. They shall impart the pure truth to them and take every opportunity to enlighten misguided people. 5th of the 8th, 1948, and I will provide them with the opportunity to do so. I will send them to those who can still be won over, who are still undecided and only need the truth in order to take the right path. The truth speaks for itself and no one will be able to undermine it. But where misguided teachings have occurred, people can always be expected to leave when they are confronted by hardship, which they can avoid through devotion of faith. Because in the last days great hardship will only be suffered by those believers who want to remain faithful to me and will thus be treated with hostility by the world. The world will demand the complete rejection of faith in a God and creator of eternity who governs the fate of every human being, and the hardship of anyone relinquishing his faith will be resolved. People who endure will have to suffer in remarkable ways. But anyone who has true faith, who lives within the truth he has received from me myself, will also stay faithful to me, because he will know that such hardship won't last forever and will then give way to a joyful state of bliss. He will know that the earth is experiencing its end, and so will the people who relinquish their faith for the sake of worldliness. The truth received from me has given him the knowledge of things to come, and this knowledge will give him the strength to endure to the end. Only truth gives strength. Only the person who lives within truth will endure, and for this reason it is so urgently necessary to impart the truth to people, because this alone will enable them to understand everything that will happen. Anyone who does not know the absolute truth will become unsure. He will doubt everything and prefer the world and its pleasures to his doubtful knowledge. But I want to give people the pure truth in order to help them survive the final end by firmly believing in me, in my wisdom and love, which wants to prepare a paradise for my own after the destruction of this earth. Anyone instructed by my word of my eternal plan of salvation will understand everything. Always keeping his eyes on me, he will be able to glance into the spiritual realm and receive strength and grace to endure until the end. Amen.